Those living in central Illinois' smallest communities are used to driving into bigger cities to buy groceries or see a movie, but a staffing shortage for emergency responders threatens the most basic service they have left, the ability to call 911 and get help in a hurry. GLT's Ryan Dunham has the story.
Travis Wilson is the manager of the McLean County Area EMS System. When he talks about being an EMT, he makes it sound like the coolest job in the world.
It's a unique job. It's not like anything else in the field of medicine. You get to go out, and it's different every single day. You never know where you're going to get. And if you're an adrenaline junkie, it's an awesome job to get involved with.
It's an awesome job that not enough people want to do. Many small fire departments are struggling to meet staffing needs, including those in rural McLean County. It's a problem that threatens to lengthen wait times when someone calls for an ambulance.
In a rural community, waiting 25 minutes for an ambulance is a long time. You're having a stroke out there. Every minute you go by having a stroke without being treated, you lose over 1 million brain cells. And so it's a pretty significant thing to wait that long for an ambulance.
Historically, rural fire departments have relied on volunteers. In fact, two-thirds of U.S. fire departments are still all volunteer. It's according to the National Volunteer Fire Council. But the number of volunteers has fallen nationwide in recent years, even as the number of emergency medical calls has spiked. Departments have begun augmenting their volunteers with paid help, but even that's not enough. There are many reasons for the staffing shortage, from low pay to the rigorous training requirements. The changing economy in rural communities is chief among them. Take the Mount Hope Funks Grove Fire Protection District. It's based in McLean, with 15 people on staff, mostly volunteers. They provide fire and EMS ambulance transport services to around 1,400 people across almost 100 square miles. Like many other small towns in central Illinois, McLean is largely a bedroom community, with many residents driving out of town every day to go to work. Not exactly conducive to being on call to jump in an ambulance the drop of a hat. Here's Fire Chief Eric Folk.
You know, where we saw the decline was, it used to be one parent or the other could stay home, or one or the other wasn't working, or you only had one job. It's not like that now. Both parents have to work. Both parents have to have double jobs to make ends meet. That's nationwide. That's the ongoing problem.
So his fire department pays two full-time EMTs to cover 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. After hours and on the weekends, they find part-timers or use their volunteers. Their firefighting service remains all volunteer. Brenda McAllister is the EMS coordinator for Mount Hope Funks Grove. She says the top priority is to insulate patients from the shortage. She says they've done it so far, but it hasn't been easy. She's working 36 hours of paid time each week, but she's regularly picking up over 100 hours of volunteer on-call time as well. So is the fire chief.
It could be my family. It could be his family. I'm not going to face that person at the post office tomorrow and answer that question on why our ambulance did not respond.
Eric Folk is a 19-year veteran of the service. He says the system will crash without more volunteers. And if departments can't sustain their EMS service, then those calling 911 would have to wait for another community's ambulance to drive into town.
It's time-consuming. It takes away from people's lives. Somebody has to do it. If you don't have anybody there to do it, then your family's going to suffer. And these communities won't have nothing.
Part of the problem is budgetary. Folk's department is supported largely by property taxes, plus additional revenue from reimbursements for ambulance rides, grants, and charitable gifts. Folk says a shift to an all-paid EMT and firefighter service, like what's offered in Bloomington and Normal, that would drive taxes through the roof. In fact, the National Volunteer Fire Council says the time donated by volunteer firefighters saves localities across the U.S. an estimated $46 billion every year. Wilson says low reimbursement rates for Medicare and Medicaid patients is a big problem for EMS agencies.
So they respond and they're losing money every single time.
He says those with private insurance do provide full reimbursement, but he says rural communities with more low-income residents tend to have disproportionately higher numbers of Medicaid patients. To maintain its 24/7 service, the Mount Hope Funks Grove Fire Protection District taps into a pool of paid part-time basic-level EMTs who work in and around McLean County. But many of them are working long hours for multiple departments to try to make ends meet. It's because EMTs don't make that much money. Wilson says the average hourly wage is between $8 and $12. Wilson himself worked for several different departments when he first started.
For Hayworth, and I also worked for McLean, and then I did some time time up in Lexington as well. So, I mean, I spent a lot of time different agencies just trying to make enough money to live, you know. And so a lot of these guys are doing that. They're working multiple agencies, and you can only cover so many areas with a handful of providers.
It's an important job to ask someone to do for just over minimum wage.
When you show up and somebody's asking you to save their loved one, and you know they're getting minimum wage for that, and that's why they work multiple jobs, just to try to make the extra money just to be able to pay for their bills.
Wilson says there's also a lot of turnover among EMTs. One reason is the stress of the job.
If you constantly have to go out and see these horrific things over and over again, within a couple of years, people get burned out. EMS has a high burnout rate.
Wilson says you can earn your basic EMT license in about one college semester, and Heartland Community College offers that training. The more advanced paramedic license takes around 2 years. It takes a lot of work to maintain your license. CPR certification has to be renewed every 2 years. That requires a four-hour class. A four-year renewal of an EMT license requires 60 hours of continuing education. The Mount Hope Funks Grove Fire Department has a mandatory two-hour training once a month, plus a weekly meeting. These rigorous training requirements are a key reason for the nationwide staffing shortage. That's according to National Volunteer Fire Council Chair Steve Hirsch. He is a volunteer firefighter in Kansas.
There's nothing wrong with certification and training at all. It's great, especially in the EMS arena. You want to make sure you're getting the best possible care you can get. In small communities, when you make it so difficult to comply with, what good is it if you don't have any service?
Simply put, there are a lot of volunteer opportunities that take up a lot less time. Here's Travis Wilson.
You have a person who lives in a rural community, they're a farmer, they work all day, they work late into the evening, and then they turn around and have to come to class all night. It's a lot of work, a lot of stress, and so we're trying to figure out different ways that we could potentially make that a little bit easier.
That means trying to move more of the training online or into hybrid online in-person settings. Efforts are also underway nationwide to recruit more volunteers, including the National Volunteer Fire Council's FEMA-funded Make Me a Firefighter initiative. The website, makemeafirefighter.org, can connect prospective recruits to needs in their area. Steve Hirsch says the volunteer model can still work, and he believes in it.
People really in their communities, they're going to have to step up here a little bit, because when my house is on fire, I want somebody to respond, and the community's not going to have full-time firefighters. I need somebody to show up, and you need somebody to show up. So we gotta start stepping up to the plate as citizens.
For emergency responders like Hirsch, who are used to answering the call, he's waiting to see if the public answers his. I'm Ryan Denham.
National EMS Week is May 19th through May 25th. There are several events planned in McLean County. Learn more at mcleancountyems.org.